Penguin Random House Audio presents A Rage for Order, The Middle East in Turmoil, From Tahrir Square to ISIS, by Robert F. Worth. Read for you by Will Dameron. Introduction read by the author.
On a gray winter evening in late February 2011, I threw my bags into the back of a beat-up minivan in Cairo and climbed inside. I was joining a caravan of reporters and aid workers and ride-along Egyptians headed for Libya's open border. We drove all night under a moonless sky, pulled along like driftwood on the great wave of revolutionary feeling that was crashing on the Arab world in those days. I had just spent the most thrilling and bewildering weeks of my life in Tahrir Square. To say I had not expected them is ludicrously mild. I would have told you revolution in Egypt was impossible. I had been living in the Middle East on and off for more than 7 years, and Cairo is a place that made me almost physically sick with its atmosphere of fatalism and decay. I'd gone home to America that Christmas with no plans to return to the region. My tenure as the New York Times' Beirut bureau chief was over. I'd seen too many suicide bombings in Iraq, too many assassinations in Lebanon, too many young men and women who lived sad, closeted lives. I thought I knew the Arab world too well to be surprised. 7 weeks later, all this knowingness was gone. Cairo had proved me wrong again and again. As we drove westward across the Egyptian desert, I had a feeling on my chest I hadn't known since childhood, a sense that the world was being remade before my eyes. Crossing the Libyan border at dawn, I saw graffiti spray-painted in black across the abandoned guard posts. "May safety be with you, sons of the January 25th revolution." A long-haired Libyan rebel waved us on, grinning ecstatically. Benghazi, on the road ahead, was in rebel hands. Everyone is